The news of hypodermic syringe attacks in Urumqi Thursday was carried by official Chinese media. The state-run China Daily Newspaper said police seized 15 people suspected of stabbing people with hypodermic syringe needles. The brief report said police are investigating and that no victims have yet been found to be infected or poisoned with anything. The report did not say how many people had been stabbed, but estimates put the number of victims into the hundreds. The official dispatch stressed that victims came from 9 different ethnicities, including Han Chinese and Uyghurs, a mostly Muslim Turkic minority group. The syringe attack prompted more than 1,000 people to gather in downtown Urumqi Thursday to denounce the government for deteriorating law and order. Officials in Xinjiang could not be reached to confirm these reports. Qureshi Mahasudi is the vice chairman of the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. On Wednesday in Beijing, he said that life in Urumqi has returned to normal following the riots that happened in July. He says the tourism industry of Xinjiang was seriously affected by the violent criminal riots on July 5th. He says tourism has begun to recover because the local government has explained the riots to the citizens and has the situation, in his words, under control. Xinjiang, in China's far western border area, saw some of its worst ethnic violence in decades when Uyghurs attacked Han Chinese in Urumqi on July 5th. Han Chinese retaliated 2 days later and attacked Uyghurs before Chinese troops restored order. The government says about 200 people died in the protests, most of them Han. Uyghur activists, however, say the number is higher and includes many Uyghurs. The Uyghurs have long complained of discrimination by the Han Chinese and say the government restricts Muslim religious practices. The Beijing government says there is no discrimination and says that Uyghurs, like other ethnic minorities, receive benefits the Han majority does not. Beijing blames the unrest on what it calls Uyghur separatists. The unrest comes at a sensitive time for China's Communist Party, which in October celebrates the 60th anniversary of its rule over the country. In the past few months, the government has cracked down on dissidents and rights activists. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.